Just a disclaimer before I begin. I'm going to talk about myself, not seeking sympathy or compassion or condolences, but instead connection and understanding, and to get to the end and the hope that is there. Okay? Grace to you and peace from God our Creator, Jesus our Savior, and the Holy Spirit that is at work among us this day. Amen. This is me. I think for the most part, when you see me, it's pretty put together. Generally pretty happy and engaged, rooted in this place and this work of being church together. And that is often the case. But I have to tell you that that's not how I experience myself. When I look in the mirror, not just every morning, not just every evening, but every time, this is what I see. It's been true for a lot of years. I see mental health professionals regularly and take good meds. The first time I looked in the mirror and saw this, I was still in junior high. I had committed a crime, genuine act of vandalism, along with a whole bunch of junior high hooligans. And the next day, we did the cleanup for it. We went to the homes that were in question and cleaned and raked and mowed and did what we could as consequence for that. No charges were pressed. They were unwarranted. But then the next week, the adults who were responsible for our bodies in the world of athletics made it a point to spend the 3 days before our game humiliating us and shaming us, so that those of us who were involved at the end of every practice were singled out, pulled aside, and made to work until one of us fell on the ground, vomit spewing forth. And then from there, I spent the next 4 years being punished every single week for that half an hour of vandalism. And I hated it. And in those moments, this is what I saw. It was when I came here to Sioux Falls that I began to do this. Some of it was simple, innocuous. Orange suede hush puppies. What 18-year-old kid needs shoes like that? The one who wants you to notice that and not all of the mess that is here. The quitting of all of the things that had been the identity through high school, but then and feeling free in that, but also deeply ashamed and hiding it from my family in the West. And then the worst of it, the ways that my pain hurt other people's. Almost always young women, totally innocent, but who I objectified, who I took advantage of, who I manipulated, who I hurt. Throw in the discovery of substances and the way of being in the world, and I was a mess. Over time, those became outwardly less destructive, my covering up this face. It became things like working 70 hours a week. It became things like the only thing that mattered is that my congregation's attendance doubled in the time that I was there. It was covering all of the sense of we knew pastor and not yet librarian can't pay our bills. And that's my fault. Purely and throughly. It was covering all of the ways that I was not enough and that I was a failure. Again and again and again. don't think I'm alone in that behavior. I think Paul, when he wrote about the sins of the flesh, we equate it to sex and to biology, to the immorality that we label that act with. But what I think Paul was pointing to was all of the ways that we work in our world to divide each other, to shame each other, to humiliate each other every day, so that we might have a little grain of power, so that we might feel a little better about ourselves, so that we might each and every one feel like we can stand on our own two feet. But I think what Paul was trying to say to the congregation in Rome is, I've been there. Remember, I was a Jew to the Jew, a Greek to the Greek, a Pharisee among the Pharisees. If it could be accomplished and achieved, I, Paul, did it. And then, on the road to Damascus, I got knocked off my feet. My sight was taken from me. My eyes became blind. And then, I could see. And what I saw was Jesus. The gift that I was not just what I could accomplish, that I was not just what I could do, that I was more than anything that I might achieve. And so Paul, talking to the congregation in Rome, said to them, we do all of this when what has been happening underneath is a relabeling by the God who claims us in the waters of baptism and welcomes us to his table. So that now, on our foreheads, we all share the same label. Free. Did you notice when I asked you to pay attention in the scripture? The Spirit is within us. Our work, Spirit of Joy, is to claim that gift. We are set free from humiliation, shame, fear, worry, anxiety. We are free of it. What we have to do, the work that we are up to, is giving ourselves permission to take off the mask and to live into the gift that Christ has given us. This gift is ours for the taking. Each one of us, beloved, set free. That is good news. Amen.